From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much. Let me say this, Carl Castle, it's great to have you back, Carl.
Thank you, Peter.
You complete me. Great show for you today. The former governor of Arkansas and Republican presidential candidate Mike Huckabee will join us later. Now, he's got a reputation as the nicest man in the race this time around. Well, we'll see how nice he is when confronted by annoying questions about things he doesn't know anything about. But first, it's your turn to show us how you handle frustration. Give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, my name's Joan, and I'm from Scarborough, Maine.
Scarborough, Maine. Now, where is that exactly? Is it on the coast there?
It's on the coast. It's about two towns south of Portland.
Two towns south of Portland. Are you anywhere near a Walker Point where the bushes hang out?
It's about three towns north of that town.
Oh, really?
That's how they measure Maine, apparently, in towns.
In towns.
In towns. Oh, yeah.
Well, you do that. You do that in New England. That's a New England resident.
Well, nice to have you on the show, Joan. Let me introduce you to this week's panel. First, say hello to a humorist and the author most recently of On the Wealth of Nations, Mr. P.J. O'Rourke.
Hello.
Next, say hello to the woman behind the syndicated advice column, Ask Amy. That's Amy Dickinson. Lastly, say hello to a television personality and the blogger responsible for MoRocca180.com, Mr. Mo Rocca.
Hello, Mo. Hi, Joan.
Joan, welcome to our show. Now, you're going to start us off with a round of Who's Carl This Time? Carl Castle, back at last, is going to read you three quotes from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain just two of them, you'll win our prize. Carl Castle's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to go?
I am. I'm very excited about this.
All right. Here we go. Now, the big question facing us as a nation right now is what exactly is going on in Iraq? Are we winning? Are we losing? What's the situation? So your first quote today will be a careful, strategic analysis of the situation that was offered to us this week.
We're kicking bleep.
So who's the guy with the rosy scenario?
George Bush, the son.
Exactly right, President Bush. That's what he said, and he should know, too, because this week he made another fact-finding trip to Iraq. Among the facts, you have to go in utter secrecy, and you can't leave the massive air base that you land in. While there, and this is true, he was photographed greeting Marines. Behind him in the photograph, a big sign that read, "Danger, stay away." Mr. Bush made his comment about how we're kicking ass in Iraq. Hey, it's beneath Carl's dignity, but not mine. He made that comment to the Deputy Prime Minister of Australia when he arrived there. He said this despite the fact that he has also said he is waiting to hear what General Petraeus has to say about the situation next week. That's a little bit like Edgar Bergen saying he's waiting to hear what Charlie McCarthy thinks before making up his mind. In response, though, to Mr. Bush's nuanced argument about our success in Iraq, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid issued this rebuttal. Nuh-uh.
We're kicking ass.
We're kicking ass. Taking names.
Actually, not taking names, because we can't speak.
Yeah, we can't speak the language.
We have no Arabic translators
left.
So we can't do that.
Yeah. All right. Here is your next quote. It's particularly cool because we weren't supposed to hear it. It's from a voicemail accidentally left on the wrong cell phone last weekend.
Oh, yes.
We have reshaped my statement a little bit to say it is my intent to resign on September 30th.
That was somebody giving himself a little wiggle room, as it were, when we thought he was resigning last Saturday. So, Joan, who was it?
That was Larry Craig.
It was Senator Larry Craig. Very good. Now, sadly, we only have about 50 minutes remaining in the show, so we can only give you a quick summary of the continuing Larry Craig saga. On Saturday, Craig bowed to pressure which in this context just sounds dirty. Everything sounds dirty when you're talking about Larry Craig, like little wiggle room, ooh, you know. Anyway, he announced he would, in fact, resign his Senate seat as of September 30th. Then early this week, he announced that he was going to try to get his guilty plea thrown out. That's because, on further reflection, he decided that, no, he didn't really solicit a cop for sex in a Minneapolis restroom. Easy mistake to make. And if he could get, you know, the plea thrown out, he would then stay in the Senate. Because, you know, forgive and forget, turn the other cheek. Oh, there we go again. So.
There's no room to turn the other cheek apparently. In a stall like that.
But then, after we presume some rather stern messages from senior Republicans, his spokesman
get
said,
out!
Basically.
Get out!
His spokesman said, no, Craig will leave the Senate after all. There's no word yet on which airport his flight home will use to connect. So I just want to say the Craig threat level at the Minneapolis airport stays at level orange.
Level orange.
I just wonder what that poor cop did.
Well, he broke up the senators.
Earlier in his career.
To deserve this.
To deserve that assignment.
Yeah, I know.
It's like all day long.
Yeah. I'm just imagining that kid growing up watching T.J. Hooker and just sitting around literally going, this isn't what I expected. Yeah. I'm a career in law enforcement.
He gets a lot of reading done, probably.
That's true. You're doing very well. For your last quote, well, it is good we have Carl back because only Carl can do this one justice. Carl? Great, Carl.
Thank
that was
Peter,
great.
Thank you.
And,
my best
amazing.
So far.
And a big thank you to the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Pit Orchestra. That was the signature song of a great Italian tenor who died this week. Who?
Very sad. Luciano Pavarotti.
Yes, that's right. The singer, acclaimed as the greatest operatic tenor since Caruso, died this week at the age of 71. He was the most successful and famous classical musician of the modern era. And with his death, people are commemorating his amazing talent and also his personality quirks. Like, for example, his tendency to call in sick at the last minute, canceling concerts. It led the New York Post to once run the headline, Fat Man Won't Sing. And once, most famously, around 1992, he was caught lip-syncing an opera performance in Italy. His cover was blown when he opened his mouth and MC Hammer came out. It was somebody put on the wrong CD.
I thought that Carl sounded more like Placido Domingo there.
Well, it's tough. Carl's been working on it because, of course, as you know, it's hard for Carl to do the resonance of a Pavarotti without the resonance chambers of that kind of body. So, but I think he'll get it.
I was listening to the three tenors when I... was practicing.
Exactly. So he got confused because who can tell them apart, really? Yeah.
He was pretty good for a skinny guy, I thought.
Yeah. Carl, how did Joan do in our quiz?
Great, Peter. She had three correct answers. So, Joan, I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine.
Well done.
That's